This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2. And all this week, I'll be hosting hour-long segments about the choral music that I love. And today, we're going to focus on Purcell, Wilks, and Blow. We'll start with a piece called Salvator Mundi by John Blow, which is a somber affair filled with these sort of awkward suspensions. And then all of a sudden, halfway through, the entire space opens up into a major key. It's a very exciting moment. I don't know, like, anything else that does that. So it's very exciting. Salvator Mundi by John Blow. This is Stephen Darlington conducting the Christchurch Cathedral Choir. I'm obsessed with that ending. That was Salvator Mundi by John Blow. He really turns it around from this major happy camping space into a very severe cry for help. I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2. We're focusing on choral music that I love. And next we have the first piece of Purcell I ever heard. It's called Oh, Sing Unto the Lord. And it's a 12-minute long verse anthem, but it happens in a million different segments. And I think all of my problems with structure in my own music are traceable back to these verse anthems. The sections don't have a lot to do with each other, and it's kind of great. He just sort of paints the text as he sees fit, and it's you know, if one thing leads to the next, that's great, and if not, then you just do a pause and go into the next thing. It's very exciting. This is Oh, Sing Unto the Lord. This is Edward Higginbottom conducting the Choir of New College, Oxford.
Thank you.
That was O Sing Unto the Lord by Henry Purcell. This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, New York's home for new music. And we're focusing on the choral music that I love today. And we just heard a big, long Purcell piece, and now we're going to have another. And this one was written especially on commission by the king. It's Blessed Are They That Fear the Lord. And again, we'll have Edward Higginbottom conducting the choir of New College, Oxford. That was Blessed Are They That Fear the Lord. This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2. For more information about anything we've been talking about or listening to, you can leave comments and stream the other three programs in the same series by going to q2live.org. Next, we have the Te Deum in Jubilate by Henry Purcell. And I chose this recording because I really think that Alfred Deller is one of the most iconic and amazing voices of the 20th century. He's a countertenor who sounds like he's from outer space. And there's something so specific about his voice that, for me, anchors all this music together. So no matter what he's singing, if it's Couperin or if it's folk music or if it's Purcell, there's always a very specific imprint that he brings to it. So here we have the sprawling and, I would say, somewhat disorganized Te Deum, followed by the Jubilate, with Alfred Deller conducting the Deller Consort. Thank you. That's one of the great amens in the repertoire, I think. That was the Te Deum in Jubilate by Henry Purcell. That was Alfred Deller singing and conducting the Deller Consort. Next, we're going to move into three motets by Thomas Wilkes. The first is When David Heard That His Son Absalom Was Slain, and it's a very weepy, very chromatic motet. And we're going to hear Stephen Cleobury conducting the King's College Choir of Cambridge.
Thank you.
That was When David Heard by Thomas Wilkes. That was Stephen Cleobury conducting the King's College Choir at Cambridge. That piece is so beautiful, I want to scream every time I hear it. There's this amazing thing that Wilkes does when he leaves one voice, lets everyone else drop away, and then brings everyone else back. It's incredibly simple and very satisfying. I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, and I'm hosting four shows on the choral music that I love. And if you want any more information, or if you want to leave some information, you can do that by going to q2live.org. We're going to close out the hour with two more exciting pieces by Wilkes, Alleluia, I Heard a Voice, and Hosanna to the Son of David. Both, curiously enough, start with a single voice and then are immediately joined by all his friends. It's a great trick and enormously exciting to sing, and I hope also to listen. This is Stephen Cleobury conducting King's College Choir of Cambridge, Alleluia, I Heard a Voice, and Hosanna to the Son of David by Thomas Wilkes.